Brethren, the Bible talks a lot about the words we speak. There are many scriptures in both the Old and the New Testament that talk about the subject of gossip. Gossip. I want to share with you just a few of these scriptures today. And after that, I want to offer some advice that may be able to help us to choose our words more carefully. The first scripture is Proverbs 16:28, where it says, "A gossip separates close friends." That is very true. Idle gossip can certainly cause problems between the closest of friends or even family members. In Matthew 15, Jesus said this, "Listen," he said, "and carefully understand, what goes into someone's mouth does not defile them, but what comes out of their mouth, that is what defiles them." Not only are other people adversely affected by gossip, but the gossiper, he or she, is also negatively affected by the gossip. In Ephesians 4:29, Paul said this, "Do not let any unwholesome talk come out of your mouth, but only what is helpful for building up others according to their needs, that it may benefit those who listen." Most people look at this particular scripture as an instruction not to curse or cuss. Now, while this may be true, it goes further than that, though. Brethren, you don't have to curse to have unwholesome talk. And finally, James 3:8 says, "The tongue is a restless evil, full of deadly poison." Friends, words have power. Words have the power to help or to hurt. Now that I have shared these scriptures about gossip, I want to leave you and share with you some advice. The best advice would be this. Before you speak, think. Think. T-H-I-N-K. Let us use the word think as an acronym. T-H-I-N-K. Let us use this acronym of THINK as a checklist before we speak. Here it goes. T. Is what I'm about to say true? H. Is what I'm about to say helpful? I. Is what I'm about to say inspiring to anyone? N. Is what I'm thinking about saying even necessary? And K. Is what I'm thinking about saying, is it kind? Brethren, think before we talk. Let us pray. Father God, we thank you for the words you have spoken to mankind down through the ages. They are truly words of life. Help us to be aware of the words that we speak. Let the words of our lips be uplifting to those who hear them. Amen.